Hebrews chapter 2. And verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Let us read this verse all together, please. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Let's close our eyes. Loving Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, what a wonderful God you are. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be worshipped. Wonderful God you are. So many great attributes that we have learned today. Even I too worship you, that who you are and what you have done towards my life. You are a great God, wonderful God, good God, awesome God. And also prepare our hearts as we are going to meditate upon your word. Please anoint myself with thy Holy Spirit. Please speak to me first, cleanse me first, change me first, O Lord, Heavenly Father. Let thy word be spoken, O Lord, in an authority. We thank you, O Lord, Heavenly Father, for giving this wonderful time of first hour of worship, O Lord, Heavenly Father. Prepare ourselves to the examining of our lives in the light of the word, and help us to take part in the communion in a worthy manner. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Worship message, we have learned so many great things about Jesus Christ, isn't it? So brother mentioned seven. So I have noted down all those seven things. So great God, great love, great mercy, great shepherd, great king, great salvation, and great rock. Yes, indeed, these attributes are very true in the case of Jesus Christ. That's why the word in this particular verse, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, says that, therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. What we have heard. God is a God who is a speaking God. He is not a dumb God, my dears. He is a speaking God. He always speaks to us. Either it might be a living word, a written word, or it is a spoken word. God always speak to us, whether it might be a bigger voice or whether it might be a very small voice, God still speak to us. That's why Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 says that we must pay close attention to what he has said. Okay, so let us read this particular verse in any other language, please. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Any other language too? Yeah, wonderful. It says, Kavuna Manamu Vinina Sangatulanu. So Vinina Sangatulu means the things that which we have heard. So heard by prophets, heard by people, heard by God. So we have heard so many things. Vidichipetti kottukoni pokundunatlu. You know, we have to be very careful and we have to pay attention so that will not be drifted away. What does it mean by drift? So this particular verse says, that lest we drift away from it. Do you know the meaning of drifting? Drifting is kind of a changing. Okay? It's not a very quick change, but it is a very slow change. Slow change. So the dictionary meaning, it says that be carried slowly by a current of air or water. Changing very slowly. We need to be very careful that we are changing our spiritual life slowly, or we are drifting away from our living God. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful, my dears. In this world, people have established so many warnings. Warning could be, you know, especially if you are traveling, okay? If you are traveling, there could be many warning messages on the road, isn't it? So can you remember any warning messages or warning signs? Huh? Yeah, stop. That's a warning sign. Otherwise, if you don't stop, what are you going to do? You are going to, you may have a possibilities to hit other car. And other warning messages like a dead end. If there is any sign called dead end, if you see it, definitely what we should do? We need to stop, or we need to take a diversion, maybe a left or right, or maybe U-turn. But if we don't pay attention to the dead end, but still if you pass through, you are going to, what are you going to have? You will end up in destruction. Someone says like this, the warning comes before what? Destruction. First warning comes. If we don't pay attention to the warning, what comes next? Destruction. That's why we have to be very careful in our lives, my dears. And even, you know, there are so many number of things in this world gives a warning. For example, your car dashboard. If something is wrong in your car, so there is a warning message that comes on your dashboard. What you should do? You should take to your mechanic, and then you need to get it fixed. If you don't pay attention to the warning message, what is going to happen? There is a destruction to your car. Depends upon the warning. Okay? So in this world, there are so many warnings that is given by people. And warnings might be a tsunami warning. You know, when the tsunami first time came, there was no warning. Now people were standing and enjoying near the seashore. And one fine day, the tsunami came. And then it took the lives of so many people. But later on, scientists have implemented a tsunami warning. So when the warning comes, we need to pay attention. If the tsunami comes, there is a warning, then we need to move away from that. And even to the fisher men. So there is a warning if there is a you know, great rain or something like that, if it is coming in the sea, there is a warning in the radio. And you need to hear it. You need to act upon it. So like that, so many warnings that you have or you can see in this world. But my dears, consider this world. This world is a very temporary thing. Okay? Even for this temporary thing, we have such a sophisticated warning system. Think about spiritual things. How much more we need to pay attention to God's warning system. My dears, God always warns us through His word, through His counselors, through the Holy Spirit God, so many number of ways God always warns us. When God is warning us, we really need to pay attention to. In the case of salvation, for example, what would have happened if you don't pay attention to, or if you wouldn't have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? So if you die like this, destruction comes. God says, hey, I have already given you a warning, but you did not pay attention to it. Definitely, God is going to say that. And even in your spiritual life also, God may say that, hey, my son, my daughter, I'm giving you a warning on daily life. Why are you not paying attention to? My dear, today, let us examine ourselves before partaking in the communion. That is God giving a warning? If so, are we paying attention to God or not? So we need to do a self-examination for sure, my dears. So Jesus says from Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 24, verse 10 through 13. Matthew chapter 24, please read it. Wonderful message by Jesus Christ, you know. So here it says that, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. In the last days, that Jesus Christ is telling all these things. In the last days, all these things will come. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound. Abound means it increases. The iniquity increases. When the iniquity increases, the love of many shall wax cold. So the love of many people becomes cold. So they do not love one another. So that love decreases. Or it becomes cold. We have to be very careful, my dears. We are living in these last days. How am I? Was my love was, higher earlier and now become cold? And how are we treating fellow, dear brother or sister? How are we treating our colleague? Is your love or is my love becoming cold? So we have to self-examining. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. So we need to continue whatever that we have heard. So based on Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1, we must pay attention, closer attention to what we have heard, lest we may drift away from it. If we don't pay attention, we'll slowly drift away. When we are drifting away, we do not know while we are moving away. It's a very slow change that happens in our lives. If you consider a big ship, my dears, big ship, in order to turn 360 degrees, it will take a lot of time. So if you turn on in the night time, by the morning, you see that it turns in 360 degrees. Such a kind of change. That is drifting, actually. We have to be very careful. If you keep on looking at the ship, you don't observe that changing of its direction. You don't observe. But in the morning, when you see the ship, it turns its direction, drifting away. We have to be very careful with this very small change or changes that are happening in our lives. And I think I have already told this example, but it is relevant now. So consider, there is a frog. And if you put the pot, and if we heat the water, and if you throw the frog in it, what's going to happen? Frog will jump right away because it knows that it's hot. But on contrary to it, if you take a cold water, if you take a pot, if you put the frog, and then you heat slowly. So the temperature of the frog adjusts to the temperature of the water. And by the time it realizes that, oh, the water is burning my skin, then it will not be able to jump out of the pot because, you know, its legs are already become weak. And eventually, it will die. That is called drifting. That is called drifting. We need to be very careful with the very small changes that are happening in our lives, my dears. And also, here again, we must pay attention, very close attention to what we have heard. We must pay attention to the word of God very carefully. Now, Satan always causes our lives to drift away from God. We'll not observe, you know, while we are drifting away, but after we have changed our life, we'll realize that, oh, I've turned myself away from God. I need to turn back again. My dears, this is the time that to come back to the Lord. This is the time. We have to pay attention to the Lord's voice every day in our lives, lest he drifts away. We have to be very, very careful, very careful. And then Luke 21:34. What is that? Please read it. It's a trap. Again, all these things, fighting, drunkenness, and cares of life, all these things, if you talk about, these will drift us away. These will drift us away. So what does it say in Telugu? Mee hrudayamulu oka vela tindi valananu, mattu valananu, aihika vicharamula valananu, mandamuga unnanduna, ఆ దినము అకస్మాత్తుగా మీ మీదకు ఉరి వచ్చినట్లు రాకుండా మీ విషయమై మీరు జాగ్రత్తగా ఉండి. వి హావ్ టు బి వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ విత్ ఆల్ దీస్ డైలీ యాక్టివిటీస్ దట్ ఆర్ హ్యాపనింగ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. వి హావ్ టు బి వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్. సో వన్ ఆఫ్ ద అంకుల్ గేవ్ దిస్ వండర్ఫుల్ ఇలిస్ట్రేషన్. సో ఇట్ సేస్ లైక్ దిస్. ఎ మ్యాన్ పర్చేజెస్ హిస్ వెరీ బ్రాండ్ న్యూ కార్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ హీ ప్రేస్ and he invites Jesus Christ. Jesus, you know, take the front seat. Take the front seat because you are most important to me. Sit next to me so that, you know, you may guide me or you may lead me in my directions. And then his friends comes, you know, he stops the car. Hey, bro, come on in. You know, he asks the Jesus Christ, you know, can you sit in the back? And then he invites his bro sits next to him, and then he asks Jesus Christ, Jesus, you know, he's looking back, Jesus, you know, even though you are sitting back, you know, still please guide me and lead me. Okay, then he goes through, and then he sees another bro. He says, bro, come on in. And then he invites him, and he says, Jesus, please adjust in the back seat. And then he sees another bro. He says, bro, come on, sit in the car. And then finally, he sees many bros of his bros. And then he asks that Jesus, please, you know, you do not have any space. You know, can you sit on the trunk or on the bonnet? And Jesus goes away. My dears, change comes very slowly. We need to observe our change, spiritual change. So because of all these things here, tindi varanayananu, food, mattu valanainanu, drunkenness, aihika vichara valanainanu, mandamaga unnanduna, aa dinamu akasmaathuga mee meedaku uri vachi raakunnatlu mee vishayamai meeru jagrataga undadi. We have to be very careful with all these daily activities. If you don't pay attention to, we will drift away. What does it says in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1? Therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away. You should not forget this particular verse. This is the takeaway, my dears. This is the takeaway. This is the takeaway. Okay? And now, today, I'm going to talk about several warnings. Several warnings. I want to compare with the DMV warnings, you know, warning signs that we see on daily basis. Okay? What did I say in the beginning of the sermon? Warning comes before destruction. Warning comes before destruction. When we see warning, we must pay attention to it. If we don't pay attention to it, it will cause us to destruction. So we have to be very careful about warnings that are being given by God. All right. Have you seen the diamond symbol? Have you seen the diamond symbol ever? Okay. So you have several things, right? It's actually a warning. Okay. It says that slippery when it is wet. It gives a warning that you have to be very careful in the wet, how you drive. And also, other things may say that road work ahead. So if it is a road work ahead, you need to pay attention to, you have to be very careful. And left line merges. That means you have to be very careful. So you need to merge very carefully. Otherwise, what is going to happen? You are going to hit with other car if, you know, that is coming from your left line. So we have to be very careful. So all these warnings given by our road and transportation department. So we need to pay very close attention to. God is also giving warnings, my dears. God is also giving warnings. The first thing that we can see is look. Look. 2 John 1:8. 2 John 1:8. So 2 John 1:8. Thank you, brother. It says, watch. Or in another translation, it says, look. Look to whom? Look to whom? Yourself. What does it mean? That's called self-examination. Self-examination. That is very important to do, my dears. Before we look at others' life, we need to look at yourself. So that is called self-examination or self-inspection. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. It is a very familiar portion that we read every week. What does it say? But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. So before we take part in the communion, the bread and the cup, we need to examine ourselves. So we should not say that, hey, you know, I'm not living my life according to the word of God, so I'm not going to take part in the communion. No, God is not saying here. So God is saying here that you must examine yourself in the light of the word and take part in the communion. If you are not taking part in the communion after you are being born again, that means that you're not obeying God's word or God's commandment. You need to examine yourself. And you need to set right yourself with God. Then only the change happens. Otherwise, you are forming a hard layer between God and yourself. The layer becomes more and more hardened. What is going to happen? Then you will not pay attention to God's warning. You need to break that hard part. Then only you can pay attention to what God is talking to you. Okay? And then, very well-known, famous verse. You know, if you don't know, I mean, the psalmist also says that, search me, O Lord, in my heart, right? Search me. Sometimes we don't know what is happening in our heart. Because Bible says that heart is the most deceitful thing. And even, you know, it deceives us also, even though it is our heart. So we have to be very careful with that. So what does the Bible say in Psalm 139:23? Search me, O God, and know my thoughts or hearts. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there is any wicked way in my heart. And then lead me to the way of what? Everlasting. Lead me to the way of everlasting. If we want ourselves to lead to the everlasting, we need to take God's help. We cannot do by ourselves. That's why you need to look at yourself. You need to do self-examination. So if you don't know how to do a self-examination, ask God. Seek God. Okay? And then, next thing that we can learn is take heed. Take heed. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. What does it say? Very famous verse. So recently also we had a special meeting on this particular verse. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Now, this is one of the main problem for our spiritual Christians. So we always think that we are very strong. But even though we are strong, we always need to pay attention to the Lord. Otherwise, we'll fall. What happened in the life of Peter? So Peter thought that he was very strong. Peter thought that he could die for Jesus Christ. He could go for Jesus Christ to any extent in his life. But when the actual problem comes, he lied about Jesus Christ. He lied about Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 22, verse 33 and 34, it says that, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Whatever the extent it is, I'm ready to go for you. And he thinks that he's very strong. He's very strong and his will is very strong towards Jesus Christ. But when the actual things comes, he lied thrice. And after hearing this particular statement that I'm ready to go with thee both unto prison and unto death, immediately Jesus Christ said that, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Wow. So Jesus knows whether we are strong or not. But we don't know. We always think that we are strong. We have to be very careful, my dears. When Jesus Christ is giving such kind of warnings, for example, in the case of Peter, he gave a warning that you are going to lie. But still he did not pay attention to. And then eventually he lied about Jesus Christ. Or in other words, he denied Jesus Christ. My dears, we also need to understand about ourselves. Take heed means pay very close attention. Pay very close attention. We have to pay very close attention about ourselves. The next thing that we can learn is do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. One of the name of the Satan? He's a deceiver. He's a deceiver. He always tries to deceive you and me. If the owner of the whole house comes to know that when the thief is going to come, definitely he will pay attention to. Definitely he would call police. And he will put the cops secretly in the home so that when the thief comes, so automatically he will alert the cops so that the cops will catch the thief. But Satan is not like that, my dears. Satan is not like that. Satan never tells us how he is going to attack us. Sometimes he is like a roaring lion. He roars so that it gives us a warning. But sometimes he's a very calm attacker. The lion or the tiger attacks, small animals. Slowly, slowly he hides and then he attacks. The same way, my dears. Satan also attacks. So Romans chapter 16 and 17. Romans chapter 16 and 17. What does it say? Okay, what is this? We have to be very careful with such kind of people in our church. It says that now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to doctrine. So if it is not about the doctrine, you know, we are okay. We have learned enough things in our Bible studies. So there are essential things and non-essential things, right? For essential things, definitely we need to be in unity. We cannot say that for essential things, one person is going this way, one person is going this way. No, we cannot have such kind of things. For essential things, we need to be in the unity. For non-essential things, we can be in the liberty. So we already discussed, so I'm not going into detail. Say about the color of the church, you know, whether we put a white color or a red color. We don't care, you know, that will not impact the spiritual growth. Or that does not give us salvation to us, whether we put a white color or whether we put a red color. Non-essential things, we need to go by our liberty. Everything else is a charity. Everything else is a charity, my dears. So, but essential things, for the doctrinal things, we have to be very careful. If any person is trying to deceive from the doctrinal perspective, then we need to move away from him. That's what the Bible says. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful because that dictates our eternal life. Right? So, even in the case of salvation, if someone deceives you, that it's not about Jesus Christ and his blood, you need to do the works. For example, in the beginning of the churches, so there was a discussion, the salvation, we attend the salvation, is it because of the works or is it because of the faith? But faith in Jesus Christ. Later, Paul clearly mentioned in the Romans chapter 1 and subsequent chapters. So we have to pay very close attention to doctrinal things. Otherwise, we'll drift away slowly. We should not be drifted away because of these things. And then, next warning things. Next warning. So have you seen this symbol? So this is called yield. So yield means slows down. You need to slow down. If any other person comes, you need to let other person goes before you. Okay? So it also says that, you need to watch and go. In the case of need, you need to stop. You need to stop, right? But Bible says, for one thing, is that yield not. So Romans chapter 6, verse 13. What does it say? Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Instruments of unrighteousness, instruments of righteousness. So what are these instruments? Instruments are your body parts. Body parts. So whether your thoughts, mind, whether you are Luke or hands or legs or the whole body. So you need to pay attention to these things. So you need to really see that how are we using these instruments? Are we using for the unrighteousness thing or righteous thing? So unrighteous, if we are using unrighteous things, it will lead us unto sin. But if we are using these members of instruments to the righteousness, it will lead us unto God. Okay? And also 16th verse of the same chapter, it says that, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself, servants to obey, his servants, ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto unrighteousness. So, obedience unto righteousness. So here, this particular word is clearly says that if we are serving or if we are yielding ourselves to the unrighteousness, that means that we are servants of unrighteousness or we are servants of Satan. And contrary to it, ఇఫ్ అవర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆర్ డెడికేటెడ్ టు ది రైచియస్నెస్ దట్ మీన్స్ దట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ హెడ్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ లెగ్స్ అండ్ హోల్ బాడీ అండ్ అవర్ ఐస్ అండ్ ఇయర్స్ అవర్ మౌత్ ఆర్ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ గాడ్ దట్ విల్ వండర్ఫుల్లీ లీడర్స్ అన్ టు రైచియస్నెస్ హియర్ ఇట్ సేస్ సిన్ టు డెత్ ఒబీడియన్స్ టు రైచియస్నెస్ వీ నీడ్ టు ఒబే వీ నీడ్ టు పే అటెన్షన్ టు వాట్ గాడ్ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ టు అస్ వాట్ గాడ్ ఈస్ స్పీకింగ్ టు అస్ ఇఫ్ వీ ఒబే దెన్ ఒబీడియన్స్ turns to or leads to righteousness. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That is what, you know, we learn from the Bible. So obeying to the word of God or obeying to the voice of God is very important. Otherwise, we'll slowly drift away. Okay? So next thing that we can learn is, all right, so watch. So what is this symbol? It's a pentagon. So you know, five sided shapes are there. So basically it gives the warning, is a bigger warning. So in general we see these kind of symbols near the school. We have to pay double attention. In the school zone we have a double the penalties. Don't you remember that? Double the penalties in the school zone. We have to pay more attention to it. If we don't pay more attention to it, then our life is at risk. Okay? So children, you know, what does they do? You know, in the school zone, they don't know, you know, but they cannot really think whether they should stop for the car or not. Simply they run. Or cross through the road. It is very dangerous, my dears. It is very dangerous. We have to pay more close attention in the school zone. That's why if we cross the speed limit during the school zone limits, there is a double that we are going to pay. So we have to be very careful. That's why Bible also says that we need to be watchful. Watchful of what? Watchful of second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is very important. Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore. So what does it say, brother, in your translation? Be on the alert. Be on the alert, high alert. Actually, it's not a normal alert. Be on the high alert. Or watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. It talks about second coming of Jesus Christ. If you are not prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ, we'll be in big trouble. We'll be in big trouble, my dears. So we have to be very careful. You know, Matthew 25 chapter, first 13 verses, it talks about virgins. So from 1 to 13, you know, I will quickly read it fast so that it is a reminder for all of us so that we will not deviate from this portion. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And the 5 of them are wise, 5 of them are foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, no, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy yourself. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went into him to the marriage, and the door was shut. After came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So it is a well-known story. But it is again a wonderful reminder for all of us, for you and me. Especially, my dears, if you are not born again, this is the day. We do not know when the Lord comes. Maybe, you know, in a sprinkling of an eye, in a next moment, the Lord may come. If you are not born again, God is not going to take away with him. We have to be very careful. We have to be watchful about the second coming of Jesus Christ. We have to remind ourselves on a daily basis about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we need to pay attention to it, to the word of God, so that we'll not drift away. It's a fear, right? It's a fear. So if we are not ready, what is going to happen if Jesus Christ comes next? That's why I encourage you, if you are not born again, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you are born again, then you're slipped out, or you're slipped. In that case, you need to pay attention to the word of God. All right? Then, next thing is, not respond. All right. So next one is a stop symbol. You all know about the stop symbol, right? So the shape of it is called octagon. Octagon. So eight sided lines are there in the octagon. It says that you must stop. You must stop. It is very. There are so many warnings in the Bible. About that, you know, you need to stop what you are doing. Or you, if you are drifting away, for example, then God will definitely alert you and you will realize that you have turned away from God. Then you need to take U-turn. You need to take U-turn. So that is very important, my dear. So whatever you are doing, you need to stop and you need to pay attention to. So I took one of the thing from Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, 21 and 22. 22nd. So 21, first verse is extreme. That means, you know, killing of someone. So if we kill someone, it's a danger of judgment, right? But 22nd verse, Jesus Christ is saying that, hey, you have heard about so many things in the Old Testament. But I'm telling you, even if you have something in your heart or against your brother or a sister, it is very dangerous. So we have learned, we have read the words, right, that, you know, love become or wax cold, love wax cold. So we have to be very careful in the last days, you know, because of these bad days or bad influences, our love may become cold. So we always need to examine ourselves and turn towards God and towards our brother or sister in fellowship. It is very important, my dears. Very important. Otherwise, we become cold. So recently, when we were you know, doing the barbecue outside in our picnic, so we have observed some of the things that the coals, when it is grouped together, so it was burning. It was giving a heat, or it was cooking very nicely. One of the coal, or some of the few of the coals, it dropped out. It dropped out. What happened? Immediately, that become cold. That become cold. So fellowship, you know, we need to be in the fellowship. We need to encourage one another, love one another. If we go away from the fellowship thinking that, oh, brother is not doing living nice with me or something like that, But still, my dears, God has given us a reconciliation. We need to reconcile among brothers, and we need to be together. When we are together, we can encourage one another so that it will help ourselves also, that will not drift away, because the other brother or sister may warn that, hey, brother, you know, something is being changed. You need to be watchful or something like that. Okay? And now, finally, we can see about the circle. So what does a circle says? Circle says it's a big warning. It's a danger. So it says that do not enter. Do not enter means do not enter. That's it. Okay? It says that no left turn. No left turn means no left turn. If it says no U-turn, no U-turn means no U-turn. You should not take at all. Right? And so two things that we can learn. So do not conform. So when you say do not, yes, do not. We should not do it. So Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. What does it say? Yes, so many of our dear ones have by-hearted these two verses, isn't it? So verse 1 and verse 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And in addition to that, it says that, and be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So we should not conformed to this world. Meeru ee loka maryadanu anusarimpaka. We should not conform to this world. Sometimes with obligations, we may do some things, you know, but we need to be watchful, my dears. Because of those things, are we drifting away? Because of our very, very close association with the non-believers, are we drifting away? Because of customs that we were brought up, or situations or the background that we were brought up, are we drifting away? We should not be conformed to the world. Loka maryadanu anusarimpaka. So we should not, you know, go after the world. So nowadays people are bringing the world inside the church. Church has to go into the world, not the other way around. World should not come into the church. Church has to go into the world so that church transforms all the people. We have to be very careful with this, my dears. We need to self-examine ourselves. Maybe because of this also, you know, this is a very dangerous thing for a spiritual people, that slowly, because of all the worldly things, slowly we may move away. So we have to pray a lot when we are conformed to the world. Loka maryadanu anusarinchetappudu. We have to be very careful. All right? And finally, it says that here, God is speaking to you, my dears. God is speaking to you now. So many warnings, so many things that we have heard. We need to tune ourselves to the listening of Word of God, or to the voice of Word of God. Let's say that you are driving in a car. In the air, there are so many FM stations are there. Let's assume that only one FM is a true FM, and everything else is a false. So many times in our lives, we may tune to the false FMs or false stations. There is only one truth. That truth is Jesus Christ. There is no other truth in this world, period. In order to reach to the heaven, only through Jesus Christ we can reach out to heaven. Not because of our works, or because of someone's works, or because of other gurus that so-called today. No, they cannot take us to heaven. No. We need to tune to the right FM station. That means we need to always connect to the Word of God. connect to God. You know, all these fans and all these lights, as long as they're connected to the plug, as long as the power is flowing, they are lit and they are turning. If we unplug it, then that means that we cannot really get the power. Same like our spiritual life too, my dears. As long as we are connected to God, so we are very strong. And not only that, first of all, we need to tune. So if you turn off our FM, if you say that, hey, I'm not going to church, I'm not participating in the fellowship, I'm not going to church, our Bible studies, our Sunday worship services, no, you should not do that. You need to connect, you need to turn on, you need to tune to the right thing. Then only God will hear, or God will guide us and lead us to the righteousness. So Matthew 17:5, I read it. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him out. Or here he, hear a him. We need to hear Jesus Christ. As I told you that, you know, there are so many false truths in this world. There is only one truth. We need to connect to Jesus Christ. We need to hear him. And then Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. So let us read this verse all together. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. In the 16th verse, it says that, for some, when they have heard, did provoke, howbeit not all came out of Egypt by Moses. This is a warning to all of us, my dears. So people, you know, did not pay attention to the word of God. People have disobeyed in the word of God. What happened to them? So they died in the wilderness. So we need to pay attention to it. So today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. My dears, if you ask a question that why should we hear Jesus Christ's voice? And today, you know, as I told you, the seven things I have noted down: he's a great God, a great love, he's great in love, great in mercy, great shepherd, great king, great salvation, great rock. And also throughout the Bible, throughout the Hebrew chapter or Hebrew book, so many chapters use the picture of Jesus Christ's superiority among anybody else in this world. He is superior, period. He is superior than angels and Moses and whosoever it might be. He is superior. He is our great high priest. My dears, that's why we need to pay attention to him. He only can give us eternal life. He only can lead us to the eternal life. If not Jesus Christ, everything else is false. Everything else takes us to eternal damnation. As our God is so powerful, God is willing and capable of helping us, let us watch or let us obey his word. So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, what does it say? So let us read this particular verse together. I need to remember it, and then we can close this. Okay? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which you have heard, lest at any time we should let them split. May God bless this portion.